The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you, and when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said to his apostles, "When the Holy Spirit comes, he'll convict the world wrong with regard to sin, righteousness, and condemnation." Now, like so many cryptic things that Jesus says, that is a loaded statement, right? So we're going to take a closer look at it here this morning. First thing to understand, what does Jesus mean when he says the world is going to convict the world wrong? What does he mean when he says the world? Well, that refers to all those powers on the earth that are aligned against the sovereignty of God. And that could be the secular press, leading universities, entertainment, public opinion in general. And he's going to convict the world wrong with regard to sin. So what does the world think about sin? Well, generally speaking, the world thinks that to sin is to break one of God's little rules. Or even more to the point, probably not even God's little rules, probably some rule that the church made up somewhere along the line. But one way or another, it's to break a little rule. It's taboo. It's naughty, naughty. And the sooner you free yourself from believing in these medieval vestiges, the happier you'll become, the freer you'll be. So please, become enlightened as soon as you possibly can. That's what the world would say with regard to sin. The Holy Spirit's going to convict the world wrong. Namely, the truth can be known, and that the church teaches what Christ himself wants to teach us, and that when God says something's wrong, when something's a sin, it means that it really harms us. And when God says something is good, that he commands it, it means that it's really and truly good for us. It's going to convict the world that the heart of a sin is not the breaking of a rule, but like our catechism says, a lack of trust in God's goodness. Where we act like Adam and Eve. We say, "I know better than God. God says don't. I say do." What's the Holy Spirit going to do with regard to sin? He's going to convict you of God's goodness in everything that he commands. Then the Holy Spirit's going to convict the world wrong with regard to righteousness. Now, what does that mean? Well, in Jesus' time, the standard of righteousness was the law of Moses. It's the measuring yardstick by which everything was declared to be right or wrong. The standard of righteousness have been many things down through the ages. If you lived in the Soviet Union, the standard of righteousness was the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Supreme Soviet. Joseph Stalin once said, "Whatever the party decides, that is the truth." If you lived in Nazi Germany, standard of righteousness was Der Führer, right? If you live in our own time, people will say, well, the standard of righteousness is science and reason. I hope you realize there's been abundant evidence, especially in the last decade, that it has absolutely nothing to do with science or reason. The standard of righteousness in our own time is public opinion. which blows where it wills, and everyone's expected to offer their salute and get in line and obey. But Jesus says, I'm going to the Father, and from now on, I'm the standard of righteousness. So what does the Holy Spirit convict us of? Convicts us of this fact, that anyone, anywhere in the world, who cries out for justice, fairness, honesty, truth, what they're actually crying out for is Christ Himself, even if they don't yet know it. The Holy Spirit will convict us that Christ Himself is the standard of all righteousness. And then lastly, he says the Holy Spirit's going to convict the world wrong with regard to condemnation. Now, this one takes a little bit more faith to believe. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has already been condemned. Now, that takes a little bit of faith to believe. Because it sure doesn't seem like the ruler of this world has already been condemned, does it? Seems like he has a powerful hold on the minds and the hearts of the mighty. This is one that's still being played out in history, but you want to know what? The Holy Spirit still convicts the hearts of those who love God that the ruler of this world has already been condemned. That in spite of how things appear, evil, which appears to have such a great victory, has a victory that is nothing more than an illusion, and it is very short-lived now. Anyone to whom the Holy Spirit is convicted that the world is wrong with regard to sin, righteousness, and condemnation is one heck of a powerful witness to Christ. They are joyful, they are confident, invincible. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to give to you and to me as well. And this is why Jesus says, listen, if you loved me, you'd rejoice that I'm going to the Father. Because if I don't go to the Father, I can't send you the Holy Spirit. And as long as Jesus walked this earth, he was limited to one place and one time by his own free will, understand. But limited to one place and one time. But when he goes to the Father, sends the Holy Spirit, he can dwell in every heart fully. That's what we want, ever more deeply. And let's understand as well that you've received this Holy Spirit. You received it in baptism, and it was strengthened in confirmation. Let's pray today that that Holy Spirit will be received by us ever more deeply, ever more fully. And I'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Augustine of Canterbury, pray for us.